Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, I know why. It's not just because of me. I mean, I know you love me. I get that all the time. But I know the main reason you're still hanging out is because you heard who's going to be on the show this half hour. Legendary investor, world traveler, bon vivant, and co-founder of Quantum Fund. He's the author of A Gift to My Children, which is an outstanding book every father should read and think about, and he's our good friend Jim Rogers. Welcome back to the show.
I'm delighted to be here, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back all the way from Singapore, right?
Absolutely, yep. It's Tuesday night here.
How are things in Singapore?
Well, they're great. You know, we're on the equator, so the weather's always good. Spring, summer, winter, and fall doesn't change very much. Things are great. Things are great. The economy is recovering, or seems to be recovering, and so we're doing better than we were.
How's the golf over there?
Well, they love golf. They've got lots of golf courses. I'm not a golfer, but boy, many of the people in this country are, and they're all out there on the golf courses every day, as far as I can see.
You know, Jim, in the previous segment, I was talking to Brian Moran about entrepreneurship in America, and I was saying that you know, in America, we kind of think we own the franchise on entrepreneurship. It's clearly in our DNA, but entrepreneurship is springing up because of the advent of democracy and the diminishing of oppression in a lot of parts of the world these days. Over the last 60 or so years, entrepreneurship is springing up in a lot of places, isn't it?
Well, there's no question about that, Jim. I mean, just look at the numbers. You can see that the largest foreign currency reserves in the world are all in Asia now. The biggest creditor nations are China, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore. I mean, I don't like saying it, but the facts are this is where the money is, and the reason there's so much money here is because they've unleashed entrepreneurship and capitalism, and boy, they're good at it.
Well, and of course, some of those countries are, of course, China has a communist government, but some of the countries in that part of the world are not communist, are they?
Well, the ones I just mentioned, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, mm-hmm. None of them would even remotely claim to be communist.
Right.
China claims it's a communist country, but I assure you, Jim, they're better capitalists than many people right now. I know people would tell you that California is more communist than China right now.
Because
in China, they're all trying to make money.
Right. Speaking of China, Jim, one of the things that I heard about recently is, and Ted Fishman, our China expert, who wrote the book China Inc., said that there are more middle-class Chinese than there are Americans. Over 300 million middle class, and so when he told us that a few years ago, I wondered about that country becoming a consumer economy, and it seems, based on recent reports that I've seen, it seems that China is becoming more of a consumer economy, and if it is that good for America?
Well, of course it's good for the world. It's not just good for America. It's good for China. It's good for America. It's good for the world, because as China consumes more, there are 1,300,000,000, that's a billion with a B, Chinese. You know, that's a lot of demand for American farmers, for lots of things, American movies, lots of things that America has to sell to the rest of the world, lots of things that the Australians, the Germans, that everybody has to sell. So it will be good for the world, and it is good for the world.
That's a rising, that's almost a rising tide all by itself over there, isn't it? They will float a lot of boats.
There are 3 billion people in Asia now, Jim, and just think about it. 30 years ago, they were not involved in the world economy.
Right.
Mao Zedong was still running China. Indira Gandhi and Nehru were still ruining India. East and West Pakistan had just split. Vietnam had been destroyed by war. So there were 3 billion people who weren't playing the game. Now they all want to live like we live in the U.S., and they're working hard, saving and investing, and hopefully they'll continue to buy a lot of things from America.
Right, and exactly. One of the things that's that seems to be happening, at least is happening in China and Japan. I don't know about Korea or Indonesia, but or that the South Asian area is the birth rate. And when we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to talk about your thoughts on the impact of birth rate. I mean, even though there are a lot of people over there, when you've got declining birth rates, that has an impact on a lot of different ways. It's amazing what the generational waves have on economies. I'm going to get Jim Rogers to comment on that right after these messages. Also, he has some thoughts on farmland that you might be a little bit surprised about. He's going to talk to us about that and other issues right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 20 Till. Stay with us.
Say what you see, bit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Well, I saw quite a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, you can subscribe to my free newsletter, lots of stuff. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We've got something you can do there that I think will help you with your business, the one you have or the one you want to have. Jim Rogers is our guest, folks. Jim is a friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust, the author of A Gift to My Children, A Father's Lessons for Life and Investing. I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to seek this out and to find it and to read it. Jim, as we went, and by the way, Jim's joining us from Singapore, where he now lives with his family. Jim, the generational situation in the world is very interesting, because over the last 30 or so years, human beings have tinkered with Mother Nature, really, haven't they? We've got a declining birth rate in Japan. That's been known for a long time. A declining birth rate in Europe. We've had the one child policy in China. Ken Grumbach, one of my demographers, said that he read that China admitted to 400 million live aborted births in China over the last three decades as a result of this one-child policy. What's that going to portend for the economy, for civilization? What do you think?
Well, it's extremely interesting what's happening and important to all of us. Japan does have a declining population for the first time in recorded history. It's not having any babies at all, but even some of the European countries. There won't be any Italians in 100 years if somebody doesn't do something quickly, and there'll be no Spanish.
Who would have thought the Italians would, you know, of all the people, right?
Yeah. Spain and Italy are both Catholic countries, and all of a sudden, you know, they've got such a low birth rate, there's not going to be any of them. Where are we going to get our spaghetti?
Exactly.
You know, if this happens, where are we going to get our Spanish food, our Mexican food? So it's a serious problem that's developing. China has had a one-child policy, so they're not getting hit yet, but they will probably in 15 or 20 years. They're behind Japan and Korea. I mean, South Korea's got a horrible demographic problem. By the way, one interesting thing, Jim, is that one way it's playing out is that there's the big shortage of women, big shortage of girls developing in Asia, because they have had so many abortions in China and elsewhere. They all want to have boys for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And so you've got this huge, huge imbalance, gender imbalance in Asia. And for instance, right now in South Korea, there are 120 22-year-old boys for every 100 22-year-old girls.
Wow.
So you should have girls.
What's going to happen? What's going to be the result of all this? I mean, this is biblical proportions, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. No, this is never, well, it happened 1,000 years ago, a shortage of women developed, believe it or not, in Europe for some reasons, and women's status rose dramatically. They ran companies, they ran city states, mm-hmm. they had their status. In fact, 1,000 years ago, boys' family paid dowries to girls'
wow.
families, the opposite of what happens now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the status of women is going to rise, it's going to change things, you know, professions, education, travel, everything. I mean, you'll probably see a unification of South and North Korea sooner than people expect, because the South Koreans don't have any girls.
The boys are going to go across the border, aren't they?
I was going to say, the only place they're going to get them is in North Korea.
Is there?
So
is, could this create an unrest situation in China, in mainland China? I mean, could this be a political problem for mainland China? I mean, they got enough other problems. Could this be another one?
Well, it's India, Japan, Korea. It's happening everywhere here. Yes, in China, this has not really happened in our lifetime. Certainly, where you've had a huge excess of young boys, and
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. You know young boys as well as I do. If you're 20 years old and you're all sorts of macho and you got testosterone flowing in your brain,
you're looking for girls,
and you're
right?
An only child. And remember, you're an only child too, so you've been spoiled. Who knows what effect it's going to have?
Well, it'll be interesting, folks. The only point I guess we're making here is demographics has an awful lot to do with the way economies evolve and develop, don't they, Jim?
Oh yeah. For instance, in Japan right now, all these old people that somebody's got to take care of. There's amazing opportunities for old age homes in Japan. Or figure out a way to take care of the aging, and the population is aging very rapidly.
Right.
Likewise, Italy. Likewise, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
America would have an aging population too. Well, we do, but it would be worse if we didn't have such high immigration.
Right.
And have so many. The immigrants are having a lot of babies.
And the one thing about America that I think we should be proud of, as opposed to the Europeans, we assimilate our immigrants. We don't segregate them. We assimilate them.
Oh, yeah, no, that's one of our great things.
Yeah.
Well, it's been happening for a couple of hundred years, Jim. That's why you and I are here.
Yep.
That's why everybody listening to this program is, you know, we wouldn't be here if somebody hadn't immigrated to the States from somewhere.
Exactly.
And become assimilated. You sound just like an American, and I sound just like an American, even though somebody in our families didn't sound like
right,
an American.
Right, exactly. Jim, one of the things that I know you talk about is, from an investing standpoint, we're going to get some of Jim's investing wisdom on the table here. When we come back after these messages, I want to get Jim Rogers to talk to us about where he thinks investment opportunities are. One of the things he's been writing about recently is how much farmland. He thinks farmland is going to be one of the according to his words, one of the best investments of our time. We're going to talk to him about that right after this next break. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jim Rogers is our guest. His new book, folks, is A Gift to My Children. I encourage you to check it out.
Back again. How long has it been?
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking.
We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Rogers, legendary investor, author of A Gift to My Children. Jim, your own website, would you give that to us, please?
Jim at JimRogers.com. www.JimRogers.com.
JimRogers.com. It's the only Jim Rogers official website. You can find your blog there and all that, right?
Well, I don't actually have a blog. There are a few other blogs. There are a few people who've set up blogs in my name, but those are not official. I do. JimRogers.com is my own website. And
right.
Not
but
very
you,
active.
One of the things you do a lot of writing, and one of the things that you believe is that the farmland is going to be a great investment in the future. What do you think about that?
Well, Jim, farming has been a terrible business for 30 years. You may remember as recently as the 80s when they were having concerts, you know, to bail out the failing farmers. One result of that has been that most farmers are older men now, and we have a shortage of farmers
mm-hmm.
developing. We have farming has been a terrible business. In my view, that's going to change, and farming is going to be one of the most exciting and profitable businesses in the world for the next 10 or 20 years.
But what's happening in America is farming has gone from being the local farmers that you and I grew up around to the big corporate farms. I mean, what is farming going to look like in the future in the United States?
There are big, there are going to be more and more big corporate farms, yes, but also you're going to find more entrepreneurs, because America is full of entrepreneurs, as you well know. and whether they become farmers or sell to farmers or, you know, get the automobile dealership in the farm area. Because the farmers are going to have the money. The Wall Street brokers are not going to be driving the Lamborghinis anymore. It's going to be the farmers.
Which brings me to the Wall Street brokers
are going to be driving taxis.
Which brings me to a point that I want to ask you about. And that is the, you know, this thing about Wall Street, you know, the stock market's coming back. At least it has been coming back. I don't know if it's going to continue to. But I still say that nothing happens in America until somebody makes something happen on Main Street, not Wall Street. What do you think?
Well, of course. I mean, there are 300 million Americans, maybe a couple of million or so, that work in the financial community on Wall Street. No.
Yeah.
The 300 million of us are more important than the 2 million on Wall Street. Now, you wouldn't know that listening to Washington.
Exactly.
Washington has been bailing out their friends on Wall Street, which I find just unbelievably outrageous, the fact that 300 million of us have to go and bail out to a couple of million guys who are making too much money as it is. Let them go broke. They made mistakes. When I make a mistake, Jim, I lose money. Those guys should go broke just like everybody else.
Yep.
That's not what Washington's doing.
Well, I agree with you, and even the cash for clunkers thing with the cars, I can't believe that some of us are paying our tax money to help other people buy automobiles. I don't understand that.
The next thing you know, they're going to be paying us to buy houses. They're going to who knows what they're going to do next,
right,
Jim? But it's not going to help you and me. I promise you, they're not going to. A lot of Americans have done things right, saved their money, didn't go out and get over too
played
much
by the rules.
Debt.
Yep.
And we played by the rules. We didn't max out our credit cards. And unfortunately, we, who did it the right way, are now having to pay for all the people who did it the wrong way. And I say, there are 300 million Americans, and it's outrageous that we're having to pay for a few million who did it wrong.
Well, I'm thinking, with all the institutions that have failed in the last year or so, I wonder if there's not going to be a resurgence of the power of Main Street and the power of small business over the next several years. I'm encouraging small business owners to feel that kind of influence. What do you think?
Well, no, it's absolutely right. As I said, the shift is moving away from the financial. Look, there have been many periods in history when the financial centers had a lot of power. There have been other periods in history when the people who produce real goods, such as farmers or miners or small businesses, had the influence. We're moving to that kind of period again. Fortunately, and hopefully, they're going to let more of these guys in Wall Street go bankrupt. And then guys like you, me, the people who pay our taxes, the people who do what we're supposed to, will have much more influence, and maybe they'll stop giving our money away to deadbeats.
Jim, before you go, I've got about 45 seconds. Investment tips. What do you got for us?
Farmland. You know, become a farmer.
Other than farmland.
Well, go to an area where the farmers, mine, in my view, the best part of the world economy is going to be in natural resources, raw materials, that's agriculture, mining, timber, oil.
Mm-hmm.
Go to states where those people are going to be prosperous and get into a business selling to those people, because that's where the money is going to be, not on Wall Street, not in Massachusetts with financial firms. It's going to be in Iowa and Oklahoma and Alabama and
right.
Wyoming, places like that.
Well said, Jim Rogers. Jim Rogers, folks, is our guest. Jim, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us all the way from Singapore. I hope you come back again real soon.
I will, too. Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Jim Rogers, folks, A Gift to My Children is his book. It's wherever books are sold. I encourage you to check it out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.